Good morning, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. Yesterday we were talking about the state of the world at this time, and particularly the threat of North Korea right now, and just how that affects the way we think and what our responses should be to those kind of things, and what the Bible has to say about what Jesus said about those these kind of things and the warnings that he gave. So I want to start with want to continue reading there in Luke chapter 21. I'm going to be jumping between Luke chapter 21 and Matthew 24, which is the parallel passage there. We talked about how Jesus had warned, you know, about the temple and how everything's going to be destroyed. And also how, you know, so the disciples came to him and were showing him the temple and all the beauty of it. And he said, well, you know, the time's going to come when all of this is going to fall to pieces. It's not going to be there anymore. And, of course, that was kind of shocking to them, you know, considering the temple as it was and the pride they had in that. But, you know, I'd like to take that over and just kind of bring it home to where we are. We can have that same kind of attitude sometimes, you know. You know, look at this great nation that we have and you know, all the beauties of it and how wonderful it is. And, you know, we can get very patriotic about it. And you know, I remember even as a child, people talking about it, that this nation cannot last forever, that no superpower like this would – you know, they've always gone down. And in my mind, it's always like, okay, so how could this ever happen? Why, you know, everything seems so good. And, you know, how could a nation ever get to that point where they would just fall apart like that? And it just was hard for me to understand. And now as time goes on, we start to see that more and more, the reality or the possibility of that happening and the internal turmoil and the external threats and whatever. And so it's almost like the same way Jesus saying, you know, this is all going to fall apart. Not even one stone is going to be laid on top of the other. And we know that those things are going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. This will not always go on the way it is. And that may seem a little scary to us. It may seem like, okay, so what's going to happen with me? What's going to happen with my family? What am I going to face? You know, how is this going to look for me and in 5 years, in 10 years, or whatever? And how about my next generation? How about my children? What are they going to do? And what are some of the difficulties that they're going to face? And those are all very real, very, very good questions. But, you know, after Jesus said this to the disciples, they came to him in Luke chapter 21, verse 7, and they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And his response is very interesting, and I think it's something for us to remember even today, is that response, and the importance of that. So basically he says, Jesus' response to it, and he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. So the first words out of Jesus' mouth, when they ask him the question, okay, so when is this going to be, and what's going to be the sign of these? And he says, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. And he says the same thing in Matthew 24, which of course is the same conversation there. But So that should be our primary concern as well. When we see these things happening, the main thing, the first thing that we should be thinking is, okay, there. And by saying that, he is kind of implying that there's going to be a great deception, a great deception. And so that should be our primary concern as well, as we look at these things and see what is happening. The first thing that we should think is, okay, we are in a time of great deception. And you know, it's not a matter of, I guess I want to just throw this in there too, that we, you know, it's not this thing where we're constantly going around and you know, questioning ourselves and okay, you know, am I deceived? And I know of people that are that way, you know, just wondering, okay, you know, what if I'm deceived? And they can hardly, you know, it almost renders them dysfunctional or ineffective because they're constantly, okay, am I deceived? No, we should not go around in fear. And that's where you could go back to some of Jesus' warnings and, you know, let's say, for example, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, you know, where Jesus says, talks about the Good Shepherd. And this is very important because, you know, he talks about, verily, John chapter 10, verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by the name, and leadeth them out. Then he goes on to say, verse 7, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And there's other places as well that we could go to. Again, this is so important because we know that there will be a great deception. And I was just thinking, sorry, I'm kind of going off course here. I hadn't really planned to talk about this morning, but it's kind of coming that way, and I think it's very important. 2 Peter chapter 1 is another one there that talks about verse 3 maybe, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him, meaning Jesus, that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of this that is in the world through lust. And then he says, that besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. And we could go through all these words. I'm not going to go there. This is, you know, a completely other study. But it is important, you know, to look up those words and say, okay, so what does this really mean? It's implying that, you know, there's something for me to do here. There's something that I can do. That there's some positive steps that I can take, you know, in my faith. It's not just for me to sit down and worry and, okay, I'm just, you know, this is how things are and I can't do anything about it. But then he says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of your Lord, of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's important. We shall not, if these things be in you and abound, it make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And so, you know, he gives this list of things for us to do, to add to our faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, or which is self-control, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. And then he says, verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he's saying here, giving us a list of things that we can do, steps that we can take to shore up our faith, to build us up, to build us up in the knowledge of our Savior. He says, if these things be in you abound, they make you that you shall be neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It will increase our knowledge of Jesus. And then he says in the end, if you do the verse 10, part 2, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. And that's so important. You know, as we think about these things again, I the reason I'm bringing this out is that I don't want us to be going around in fear, wondering, you know, am I deceived? Is this talking about me? You know, if there's such a great deception, what about me? So there's some steps that we can take. There is a great deception. That's right. We should be aware of that. But there's some steps that we can take, and we can build ourselves up that need not affect us, the great deception that's all around us. So I think I'll end there for this morning and just wish the Lord's blessings and his protection.